to 2020 capital assets present are Representative Tyrico, Representative Cobb, Representative Lincoln, Representative Benjamin Vice Chair, Representative Ortiz, and myself, Representative Sandusky Chair. Let the record reflect that we're all in conduct business. If anyone would like to comment, silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Jamie Beadham, the House Travel Affairs Secretary for Records and Doug Bridges, who led the panel for starting the committee today. Today, we will be hearing two presentations about the Alaska Tribal Health Compact. We will begin with the testimony from Tribal Chiefs Conference, Ms. Sandra Yalmari. Yes, we can hear you. If you could introduce yourself and your record and begin your presentation.
Hi, this is Natasha Singh. I'm General Counsel for Tribal Chiefs Conference. Thank you, Tribal Faculty and Vice Chair Ledger, for inviting me to educate the state of the Tribal history and opportunities in tribal contracting. My name is Natasha Singh. I'm from Stevens Village. I'm very excited with my family and work for Canada Chiefs Conference. The Tribal Health and Social Services Consortium that provides services to Alaskans living in the interior villages and tribal members living in Fairbanks. TCC is one of the 25 co-founders of the Alaska Tribal Health Compact with the Indian Health Service. Likely the most successful compact in the history of the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act. Talking about that compact today. I say the Alaska Tribal Health Compact is the most successful compact because as a system, we are reversing severe health disparities for our Indian people in also rural areas of the country that sometimes is significant underfunding by the United States Congress. The Alaska Tribal Health System is made possible because of the Alaska Tribal Health Compact. The agreement between the federal government and the Alaska Tribal Health entities and nations. We are successful because tribal leaders are the decision makers, planners, strategists, and implementation of our own health care. It is also important to reiterate that this is not a race-based relationship. This is a true government-to-government relationship between the federal government and tribes. This is because the Alaska Tribal Health Compact is built on the federal trust responsibility created by treaties signed with tribal governments. Before the Alaska Tribal Health Compact, the commitments of the funding, the treaties were made by governments, and most importantly, the absence of locally driven decision-making, resulted in the lack of quality provided by the Indian Health Service. The loans from the HHS were also experiencing similar outcomes from the NHS. So in 1988, Congress passed the Indian Self-Determination Act amendment. Whereas the original act provided the necessary authority for tribes to enter into agreements to carry out the responsibilities of the federal government, these NDA amendments address the inflexible bureaucracy and federal inefficiency, and increase the tribe's ability to redesign and tailor services to the specific needs of their communities. The take-home here, history tells us, agencies and bureaucracies resist the implementation of self-determination, despite proven success, and we continually need legislative support to fully implement the intent of the act. Soon after the amendments were passed, Alaska was offered an Indian Health Service legislation project. Alaska tribes and health communities quickly joined together to create a multi-party compact consisting of all those that wanted to join. This had never been done before the Indian Health Service, but with the support of the Alaska Area IHS Office and the determination of tribal leaders, the Alaska Tribal your term. This is accountability. This is federal accountability. It's not the termination. So the context, we own our own self-care information. We can change our practices and redesign programs for the suspects and activities to best fit our internal needs. So at one of our TCC meetings, the final issue with the service delivery, the create team, redesign, telephone things that we can design, and
Thank you. Really appreciate the presentation. You talked about how it was well done. In your work with travel contracting, contract permitting, what's your thoughts about using a model like this or something similar to it relative to public safety? The issue of getting
that about $11 million total budget within our public safety. And I just want to ask you about what is the total value of the Alaska Tribal Health Compact that you are, since 1994, has been in operation in the state. Do you know what that number is?
Thank you.
6 months, ultimately, it comes down to the challenge of asking clients to waive a disproportionate amount of risk and responsibility for a value and a return that's not providing such broad benefits to the communities that the clients are serving. Is that a good summary?
Yes, thank you.
If you wouldn't mind staying on the line with me, that we have additional questions, we just want to thank you for your testimony this morning.
Thank you.
Next up, before the committee, we have Rohit Brenner from the Ask Committee of the Health Board. Ms. Brenner, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
If you could introduce yourself and your record and begin your presentation.
Yes, my name is Rohit Brenner, President and CEO of the Ask Committee. Before we started, I do want to say that I do share you, Charles and Kelsey, that the other representative is here, but I see that very much on the very well. So I do want to get started with my thank you very much. Thank you.
any questions?
Is the right to defend it? Has any business been involved? Speak on the right to the microphone. Can we talk a little bit about my conversation with the same person who did a few months ago? Can we talk a little bit about the compliance aspect that the healthcare system is involved in? The compliance aspect of the doctor who directed my clients a little bit ago. Just any general comments on that? Does he have also including, being a member of the tribal staff, buying the grant from the past, and if you probably have heard it, that, you've got the normal trials of compliance through the government regulators, if you will, and all that. You've also got the compliance of measuring up to what the people expect of you. And I think that level of compliance is as formal as it might be, at least from my perspective. Easily be at the top of the list. You know, you're answerable to the people themselves, which is really important, I think. Can you speak to how these
cost savings that are realized. I expect it not due to total displacement of particular line items of state or federal spending. But can you speak to how the Tribal Health Compact has been able to improve outcomes as well as save dollars?
Thank you.
just one final question, Ms. Brenner. Can you speak a little bit, thank you so much for providing the background documents on the negotiating process to the committee that was developed by AHP. Can you speak to kind of the ground rules aspect when it comes to establishing such a successful compact in this document? Is a very specific, detailed framework by which tribes engage in negotiations as well as the government counterparts. Can you speak to how those ground rules were established and why it's so important in the negotiations of the tribal health compact?
Thank you.
Thank you.
is actually profound that every tribe is able enough to do the individual compacts under the law, but to have Sinai, I think, as Josh pointed out, having the largest tribal representation of any state, which is not a surprise since we're as vast as we are, I think tens of thousands of indigenous people here since the time of the war. But they all come together in one compact tonight. Also, it tells you that there were some probably some spiritual giants out there that pulled a lot of people together to be like, let's go, and maybe some folks that. The entire country, the representative. Now, I'm saying there are some remarkable people that obviously were involved to do that because, and I guess this would be a question, is this happening anywhere else in the country where you have this many tribes come together in one compact, or is this really unique in America? Is there another example in the lower 48 that you know where so many tribes came together in a single compact that was kind of similar to this?
Tribal Affairs Committee is on.